hurt me. Please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me. Where am I? Who are you? Where are my clothes? Why? Untie me. Untie me. Let me off this bed. Let me... Wait, I know you. I've seen you at the club where I sing. You're there every night, at the edge of the crowd, where the light never reaches. It is you, isn't it? You never sing along, you never dance. I always thought you were shy. Instead, you're a fucking stalker? A fucking psycho? No, sorry, I'm sorry. I'm scared. Okay, I thought you liked me. Liked my voice, my songs, but this isn't how you treat people you like, is it? I mean, please. What are you doing? Why are you taking off your clothes? Talk to me, okay? Say something! Okay, then listen. I'm trying to keep you out of trouble. Don't smile like that. I am! Somebody must have seen me leave the club. I mean, the parking lot was dark and mostly empty, but someone could have been there. They could have seen you jump me and press that rag over my mouth, right? Right? No? Well, then they'll see my car still there. They'll know something happened. People will start looking for me. What's that you're holding? My car keys? You drove me here in my own car. You bastard! Well, what about this place then, huh? Maybe someone saw you drag me in here. What about that, huh? Maybe... Let me go, please let me go. Help! Somebody help me, please! Help! No one can hear me, can they? No one's going to come. You were careful to make sure we'd be alone and uninterrupted.
Excellent. You heard me. I couldn't have done a better job of getting you all to myself. Isolated. You look confused. Actually, you look ridiculous, standing there in your socks with your dick in your hand. Exactly where I want you. Do you really think you came to hear me sing night after night of your own free will? My song found you, little man. That very first night you heard me in the club, it wormed its way in and touched some blister in your mind. Some dripping, fervid fantasy. And then it sank in like a fish hook. That's what drew you back to me again and again. My voice. That's why you spent your nights lurking in the shadows, unable to take your eyes off me. Trying to hide your heart on while your mind oozed with images of all the sick, sticky things you wanted to do to me. And what about your days in between? Aimless hours, cluttered with the insignificant details of your pathetic job. All while you ached to return to me. While my voice filled your mind like a hunger, like a kiss turned cold. And so, you fed that hunger, warmed that cold with plots and plans, scheming while you jerked on your cock, pretending your pale, dry hand was the moist clench of my cunt. Are you getting an inkling of the danger you're in? Or do you still think a woman, naked and tied to a bed, has no power over you? My voice is my power, little man. It has been for centuries. From the shores of the Aegean, where my sisters and I sang to the heroes of Greece. They were magnificent, more gods than mortals, bronzed and beautiful. Men have fallen so far since that time. But even those heroes succumbed to our songs, flinging themselves into the sea, disemboweling their ships on the rocks, desperate to reach us. Thinking our mouths were filled with kisses instead of teeth. And here we are. You with me, the last of the sirens, in a place no one knows about, where screams go unheard. You with all your naked skin, me with my teeth. You don't believe me? Of course you don't. After all, I'm bound to this bed. Wrists bound, ankles bound, legs pulled wide, unable to move, unable to stop you from doing all those things you've dreamed about. So what are you waiting for? Take your cock out of your hand and ram it inside me. Ram it deep into my wet and warmth. No. You can't move, can you? My voice has you bound in place, stuck in the web of my words. Oh, yes, struggle against my spell and feel it press tighter and tighter, like the air has turned to paste. Oh, a whimper, how delicious. It's my turn now, little man. You're my prey. Not just snared, not just stuck and helpless, but completely under my control. Let me prove it. Your hand locked around your cock. Move the thumb. Rub it against the head of your dick. See? You can't stop yourself. Do it gently. Just a tease. The way I do it with the tip of my tongue. Good, good. You see, we sirens have always liked a little spice in our meat. The arousal you'll feel. The tide of sexual energy. I can taste it. The more excited you become, the more delicious you'll be. Mix all that with the fear you're experiencing and, well, you'll be positively intoxicating. So rub a little faster. Work that pre-cum around the tip of your cock. Get it good and moist while I extend a claw and cut these ropes loose. There. And my ankles. Ah, now I'm free. And you're not. Oh, look at your eyes. So wide and terrified. I can see your pulse pounding in the hollow of your throat. In the twitch of your cock. Now, I want you to stroke yourself. Slowly. From tip to base. Spread that pre-cum. Get your shaft all slick and sticky. Good. Up and down. Up and down. Up. Now, squeeze at the tip. Down, release at the base, up and squeeze, down, release, up, squeeze, down, release. Keep that up while I decide what to do with your other hand. Should we play with your nipples? Fondle your balls? Oh, I know. Raise your hand up. No, don't bother trying to resist. Now, extend a finger. Let me take it in my mouth and... Get it good and wet. Now slide it down around you to your ass. Slip your hand in between your cheeks and work that finger. That sloppy finger into your ass. Ooh. Is that what you had planned for me? Your fingers and cock and my cunt and ass. There's a part of you that's loving this, isn't there? Your heart tripping with fear and your dick thickening with lust. Terror was always your goal. I'm not sure it even matters to you which one of us is afraid. So let me make it matter. Let me tell you exactly what's going to happen to you. When you come, little man, is when you'll be most tasty. Marinated in endorphins, spiced just right for my palate. When you come is when I feed.
Stroke faster now. Faster. Slide that other finger a little deeper.
You can try to prevent what's to come by, well, not coming. But in the end, you'll just build yourself up to a bigger, messier climax. Squeeze tighter. Tighter. Up and down. Don't let up. The head of your cock is glistening with more pre-cum. You're getting close, aren't you? Very, very close. Keep stroking. Faster. Harder. Squeeze. Let me release your hips from my spell so that you can buck and thrust and fuck your own fist. Faster. 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 Stop. Oh, what's worse, little man? Being compelled to move or being unable to? Terrified of coming, but oh, so wanting to. Wanting, needing to slide your sticky hand up and down your shaft. But you just can't. Not until I say. Stroke. That's it. Good boy. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Time each stroke with the beat of your heart. The thump, the thump, the thump. Don't forget to squeeze. Squeeze, squeeze. Stop. The fascinating thing about my voice is it can control every part of you except the eyes. I love the way yours are rolling wildly, dripping with tears, like your cock is dripping, like my cunt is dripping, like my mouth is dripping. My mouth. Let go of your cock. Press your arms to your sides, hands against your legs. They're stuck there, like your feet feel stuck to the floor, like your screams are stuck in your throat. I'm going to kneel here, in front of this sticky, silly dick of yours. I'm going to give you all that you dreamed about, all that my song promised. No more denial. Listen to my voice tight around your cock. For me, you frightened, filthy, helpless little man. Come, release all your pleasure, all your fear. Come, come now. Yes, yes, oh yes, come. Yes, good boy. Feel it course through you. Spicing your blood, searing your nerve endings. My good, obedient would-be predator. I could just eat you up. And now, I think I will.